Hello, this is Rabbi Mordechai Fleischer of the Denver Community Kollel, bringing you this week's Thought on the Parsha. Today, Friday, the seventh day of the Jewish month of Cheshvan, is the yard site of Mr. Maurice Bud Glassman of the M.B. Glassman Foundation, which is the underwriter of the M.B. Glassman Foundation Gold Senior Division. And so today's Thought on the Parsha is dedicated in his memory. This week's parasha is Parashas Lech Lecha, and in this parasha we discover a very, very full discussion of the life of Avram, who at the beginning of the parasha is called Avram. His name is changed to Avram at the end of the parasha, during the course of the circumcision, the bris milah that he undergoes. But in the middle of the parasha we have another bris, another covenant that takes place between Avram and Hashem and God, and that is what's known as the bris ben Absarim, the covenant of between the pieces, and that entailed Avram cutting up animals and walking in between the pieces. And while the idea of cutting up animals and walking in between them is not my discussion today, and why that is important and why that's done, I do want to focus on one part of that covenant and the surrounding discussions that went on between Avram and God during that covenant. Avram is childless, he does not have any children, and he tells Hashem that he has looked at his constellations, at the zodiac, at what we call in Hebrew the mazel, that is mazel of the term mazel tov, which means commonly translated as good luck. It really has to do with the zodiac and the constellations and so on. But Avram says that he has looked at his mazel and he sees that he is not destined to have children. And the Torah tells us that Hashem took Avram outside, and he told him, look up at the sky, at the stars, and count the stars. Are you able to count them? Just like you cannot count the stars, so your descendants will be too numerous to count. And the verse that says, and he took him outside, seems to be superfluous, because obviously you can't look at the stars if you are inside, unless you happen to have a window, but it's hard to look at stars when you're indoors. And so why is it important for the Torah to tell us that Hashem took him outside? And Rashi tells us that the idea is that Hashem told him, I'm taking you out of your mazel, I'm taking you out of your constellation. In practical terms, what that means is that there is an idea, to some degree, of fate within Judaism, that a person's life, to some degree, is decided, many aspects of a person's life, if it'll be rich or poor, strong or weak, wise or more on the foolish side, and so on and so forth. And as the Talmud tells us, ultimately, the free will, the free choice that we have in life is what to do with the lot that we're given in life. But the idea over here is that Avram says, my lot in life is not to have children. That's what it seems like. That's my fate. And Hashem said, I'm taking you out. And Hashem told him, go outside. It's not just a commandment to go outside of his tent. It's a commandment to go outside and beyond the confines of the natural world, beyond the confines of one's fate. And here Hashem says that you, Avram, and your descendants will be a nation that has the ability to rise above the natural limitations of life, the natural limitations of the world. You think you can't do it. You think it's impossible. But I'm telling you, I am God, and I can do anything. And you have a special relationship with me. And when you rise above this world, when you make the effort to move beyond your natural limitations, then you have that ability to achieve anything, including having a child. And that is precisely eventually what happens in next week's parasha when Yitzchak, Isaac, is born. But obviously the lesson for us is so important over here, and that is, how many times do we say, I can't do it, I can't achieve, I can't grow, it's too hard, this is how I am, this is how God made me, it's not my fault. And that's not an excuse. Yes, we need to recognize what we can and can't do, and one should not commit to do something that's impossible. But at the same time, one should not say it's impossible. One should strive to move beyond one's own perceived limitations and not to act foolishly, not to try to do something that's impossible, thinking that he can do it and commit to it and then suffer severe consequences later. But don't give up. It's always possible to move beyond one's limitations. You think you can't do it. You think you can't study Torah. You think you can't really pray to God with proper concentration. You think you can't do a mitzvah properly. You think you can grow in your life, and at whatever stage of life you are, in whatever situation in life you are, it's always possible. If a person makes the commitment and tries hard, then God will assist them. God will take you out of your limitations, of what you think is your fate and your predetermined destiny. And God can help you rise above it, just as he told Avram, I'm taking you out from your mazel, from your predetermined fate. I hope you enjoyed this message. May these words of Torah be a merit for the soul of Mr. Bud Glassman, whose foundation and whose commitment to Judaism and to helping those in need has made such a difference in the lives of so many. May these words of Torah and all the Torah learning and all the good things that go on with the Gold Senior Division, may it all be a merit for his soul. And I wish you a wonderful Shabbos.